It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and I want to get into the most common moments what we all dealt with. It's called, you know, like, oh, F my life when something happens, for example, like dropping your phone into the toilet. You're like, oh, F my life. 833-JOE-ALEX. Call in with your example of what happened. 833-563-2539. Now, before we get into that, though, let's do an update yesterday, Alex. We were talking about how there's me, Alex, Live the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, who hypothetically do you think would be the best parent on the show to have a kid?
Yeah, if right now we were to have a kid.
And everybody, and by that I mean Alex and Liv, gave me crap. Like, oh my God, you would be terrible right now. Like, you're not ready. You and Lindsay's fight enough. And everybody was against me, but it looks like that may not be the case for our listeners.
Yep, I put a poll on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show yesterday. I said, who on the show would be the most ready to take care of a kid right now if they had to? And over 50% said Joe. I was second place with only 24%. And then Porkchop and Liv was dead last. Only 9% of people voted for Liv. And she works at a daycare part-time. So anyway, that's your update on who the listeners ended up saying
Lindsay
should be the parent.
If you hear that? Tonight we're flipping pancakes, baby. That's what we're doing. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. And the most common F my life moments that we all deal with, I got a list here, but I want to hear what happened with you. You're just like, oh, really? F it all. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number to call in and share that. 833-563-2539. And let me know if any of these have happened to you guys. Here on the show. One of them, returning a wave to somebody who actually isn't waving at you. I think we've all done that. Like, hey, oh, not me. Not me. Same thing when you think somebody's talking to you. I've done this even with Facebook. Another thing is forgetting your friend's birthday. Or just forgetting somebody's birthday.
I've done that.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, Porkchop's so bad, if you don't know this, he's several times missed his parents, the people that got together, flipped pancakes, and gave birth to him. He doesn't remember them.
You missed your mom and your dad's birthday last year, right?
Yeah.
Gosh, that's terrible.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's really bad. They say misjudging the weather and wearing a sweater on a hot day are kind of the opposite, like not wearing enough when it's cold.
I did that.
I am the worst at this. In summer, I will literally be dripping sweat because I always wear like 8 layers.
I kind of actually want to keep count here. Everything that Liv checks off, because this next one's totally Liv. Forgetting to charge your phone so your alarm doesn't go off.
Oh, yeah, definitely have done that. We all know that.
Oh, I've done this a bunch, and I think we could do it with other things, but the example they give is spilling coffee on a white shirt first thing in the morning. Mm. How about just getting anything on you? A drink, a beverage, food?
I drool on myself a lot.
Yeah, but you don't do that when you're awake, though.
It is when I'm awake. Sometimes I'm literally watching TV, and all of a sudden I'm like, why am I drooling on myself?
833-JOE-ALEX. We want to hear your, oh gosh, F my life moment. Then the umbrella turning inside out in the rain, like if it's really windy.
Oh my gosh, that happens to me constantly. I have gone through 2 Lilly Pulitzer expensive umbrellas, never again. I seriously was like, I'm done buying this. Obviously they make crappy umbrellas. So now I just went to Walmart and got one. It hasn't done that yet, so go Walmart.
Their phone cases are pretty crappy too.
Speaking of crap, dropping your phone in the toilet.
Oh my gosh, I've done that drunk like 3 times.
Was there anything in the toilet besides the toilet water?
Yes.
Little bit of pee-pee.
Yep.
A little poo-poo caca?
No, thank goodness.
What do you do if you drop your phone in the toilet and that's in there? Do you just like burn it?
You can't think about it. You just gotta
go. I just went in there, and then another time I didn't realize it and I went into my room to go to bed, and another girl in the middle of the night saw it in there and took it out for me.
Jeez.
And put it in rice for me.
That's a friend.
That was my sorority sister. The one time my sorority came in handy.
Before they kicked you out. And a few more here. Someone pointing out that a tag is kind of like still on your clothes. I do that all the time. Like when I buy jeans, it has like the size going up above the knee to the thigh.
That's humiliating.
I'm like, oh crap, you realize I just bought these, right?
Yeah, I don't know why, but that is like one of the most mortifying things that can happen.
I don't get, speaking of leaving tags on clothes, I don't get why people buy hats, like flat bill hats, like what Joe has on right now, and then they leave the tags on those.
Yeah, like on purpose.
Why?
I think that's very weird.
I think it's like stylish or cool, or maybe just people think, oh man, you got the freshest, newest stuff.
Who decided that was stylish or cool? Because I like to think I have pretty good style, and I'm telling you, it's not stylish and it's not cool.
Let's talk to Karina this morning. She's calling into the Joe and Alex Show at 833-563-2539. That's 833-JOE-ALEX. All right, Karina, what happened? What was your F my life moment?
Okay, oh my God. So I was running late for work one morning, and I was trying on two different types of shoes. One was a heel, and one was a flat. And I was grabbing my kid, and I completely forgot to put on whatever shoe I was gonna, you know, was gonna wear for work. And I didn't realize that I had not changed out my shoes, so I had one heel and one flat, and I didn't realize it until I was like mid-morning. I was walking and kind of like had a limp almost.
Yeah.
Like, and I realized it when I was walking to the copy room. I was so freaking embarrassed because I'm sure everybody noticed it. They were like, "Well, why is she walking kind of weird?" I did not.
It's like she had a good time last night.
I did not want to go anywhere. I didn't want to go to lunch. I didn't want to walk around the office, and I was a secretary, so you know, I was walking kind of weird around the office.
Oh, man.
I'd be door dashing and putting in the special directions, like, bring the food to my desk so I don't have to get up.
I couldn't. It was more like, you know, bring me my coffee and bring me the copies and bring me, you know, this and that. It was horrible.
Bless your heart. That is absolutely hilarious. But yeah, I can't believe you didn't notice till mid-morning, because when you walk, you're going to be off balance. I can't believe you didn't notice earlier.
But think, though, she's got the kid trying to get to school and work. And then the final one is kind of what she did, leaving the house in too much of a rush. And I hate this. You spend the whole day wondering if you left your stove on or the curling iron on or something on that could be a problem. Because I always think, like, my house is going to catch on fire.
You know, I have burnt my toilet seat, my carpet, and my TV, leaving my...
With your straightener?
Straightener on there. Yep.
I always leave the house with my clothes on backwards.
You do that a lot.
I, like, actually do it very frequently.
Outfit of the day!
Check me out! Crisscross inspired this!